ours to protect on Beat.
Spare a thought for the poor Christmas tree. Bought with excitement in the last weeks of the year, given pride a place in your house and adorned with sparkly things, only to be tossed aside, wilted and unwanted come January 6th.
The poor old Christmas tree, yes, it gets a bit wilted by the time the new year comes and everybody gets sick of looking at it.
That's Mary Walsh, the facility manager at Powerstown Civic Amenity Centre in Carlow, just off the M9.
This is exit number 6 for Loughlin Bridge. Very accessible site, just off the motorway along the main. What would have been the old road to Kilkenny, just turn up once you come off the motorway and we're on the left-hand side.
The county councils across the southeast are providing a Christmas tree recycling programme. Dates vary from county council to county council, but here in Carlow, the programme is running until the end of January.
We facilitate the general public whereby we accept their old Christmas tree. Obviously a real tree, not an artificial one. We accept the old real trees free of charge for the month of January here in Powerstown at the Civic Amenity site.
Do you have to say not artificial?
You do, because people will bring the plastic ones.
And by bringing your tree, your natural tree that is, to a county council recycling centre, it means it's becoming part of the circular economy.
Christmas trees are accepted here as part of our green waste here in Powerstown. Our green waste is transported from here to a licensed facility in Rich, up in County Meath, in Kilcock in County Meath. And when they get to Enrich, the whole green waste goes through their process and becomes compost. It goes through the whole composting process up there. It's turned into compost and it's reused then again for the benefit of your gardens and your flowers and your trees and everything. So it's a full circular economy, really. Once your tree comes here, you know that it's going to be composted and broken down and used to create more natural resources to feed back into the environment.
As we stand on a height overlooking the Civic Amenity site in Carlow, cars and vans trickle into the centre, sometimes with one tree, sometimes with a trailer and a few trees.
Yes, quite busy, Orla. The general public, obviously people really don't have, a lot of people don't have anywhere that they can get rid of their Christmas tree. You might have a small garden, it's very unsightly to leave it out in your back garden. You might not have a back garden even. So yes, it's very popular with people. We serve for the Christmas tree amnesty that we run. We generally serve about 300 or 350 people for their taking their Christmas trees and disposing of it. So it's quite busy, it's quite popular. People are happy to get rid of it, like you say, at that stage. They've seen it, they've had it for long enough. It's done, it's wilted. Get rid of it. So we're happy to take it.
Just outside of Carlow. We collected all of the...
So it's our own tree,
our own tree, our son's and our daughter's tree. You know, when you say you're going, oh, we have our tree as well.
Yeah. Oh yeah, have you the trailer?
And the Christmas tree recycling programme continues at Powerstown Civic Amenity site in County Carlow until the end of the month. Check your own county council for their closing dates for Christmas tree recycling. But if you've missed that deadline at your local recycling centre, then you might find a club doing this as a fundraiser, like they're doing at Killena Wanderers AFC in County Wexford.
My name is Barry Devereaux and I'm the media officer with Killena Wanderers Football Club. Killena Wanderers have been doing this for the last 3 years. It's a bit of a fundraiser for us where we go around and collect Christmas trees from members of the public and we arrange for them to be shredded and disposed of in an environmentally friendly way. Taking down your Christmas tree, most people do it on the 6th of January. It can be quite troublesome disposing of it yourself. You would have to, you know, put it into your car, bring it to the recycling centre or arrange some other method of it. So we take a lot of the hassle out of that for people for a small fee of €10.
And by using a service like Killena Wanderers, you are helping the environment by not just recycling your tree.
We picked up 150 trees last year. So that's us taking 150 cars off the road. They all go to a central location in Ballygarrish. We arrange for them all to be shredded and then the mush is again recycled.
Some of that mush is used for the grounds of the club at Killena and the majority of it is sold to a local garden centre, making your poor forgotten Christmas tree a superpower of the circular economy. Check out Killeena Wanderers Facebook page or killeenawanderers.com to see if the club collects in your North Wexford area, and check out your local county council for deadline dates for recycling your Christmas tree at their centres.
Hours to Protect is funded by Commission na Man with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Beat 102-103 and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out hourstoprotect.ie for more info.